Hello, Umberto. How's it going, buddy? It's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Good, man. Just trying to make it through 2016 alive.
Well, I think we are in the very middle of 2016.
Yes,
I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday was right in the middle. But anyway,
over the hill.
How's it been?
Good. It's been a decent year. It's a little strange. I think people are a little hesitant because it's a election year, but life goes on either way, right?
Yeah, that's true. True, buddy.
How are you doing out there?
Already. It's doing okay. I mean, you know, we're doing okay. We just I'm driving for a company right now. You know, we have my partner and I. You know, he's still there in North Dakota. He's still working in the Indian reservation.
Nice, good for him.
Nothing had popped out yet. We're looking the possibilities. We're looking the possibilities of doing the cleanup after the drilling and the wells, because in the reservation area they're going to pull like 210 wells in the next 2 years or so. They focus on that, 200 of those. But anyway,
well, that's a lot.
If that happen, we're gonna need equipment that are gonna be size dump. You know what that is? It's a trailer that dump on each and on both sizes. You know. To make things easier, you know, they use it on the rail construction a lot.
I think I've seen it before.
Oh, okay. But in the meantime, until that happened, you know, I cannot, you know, tell you yes. Give me some money. I wish I can say that. Hey, Dennis, I need some money, buddy.
It's been tough out there. I missed the good old days of fracking, but hopefully it comes back alive.
Fracking, you know, it's been changed a little bit. You know, they are using a different method now, you know, because there were too many earthquakes in Oklahoma, they say, about 2000 in the last, in 2014, there was 2000 earthquakes, so they're changing a little bit.
Yeah, I remember in Oklahoma they were saying that it was causing a bunch of earthquakes and stuff, and you know,
that's
pretty crazy. But I guess when you do pump water into the foundation, it's going to do that.
Yeah.
Water, but whatever they pump in there.
Yeah, the water and all the stuff you do.
And stuff like that. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Dennis. But anyway, I don't know how it's going to be in the reservation, but I Halliburton is doing it now, and they do different style. I think the Canadians have a different way of doing it, but they still using sand and all that, you know.
Oh yeah, my dad actually just retired from Weatherford. Do you know who that is?
What company?
Weatherford.
Weatherford? No, I never heard of it.
He worked for Halliburton for about probably 25 years, and then he went over to Weatherford. So just they kind of cater to Conoco and Halliburton. They're more of a smaller company, but he did a lot of project management and stuff like that. So kind of like a contractor. But nonetheless,
you're a little bit familiar with those.
A little bit.
Kind of stuff. A little bit. Yeah.
He always wanted me to get into it, and I was like, you know, it'd be last case scenario.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. I mean, how you end up being a banker?
it's a long story. I did a little everything. I was an electrician for a while, and did home loans for a little bit. So I guess just doing home loans kind of got me into this. But
Oh, yeah?
I like it. It's fun to be able to help people, and it's always different, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's quite different. Yeah.
Every loan's a little different.
Yeah. Because of what?
You know, the equipment sometimes, the structure, the industry, you know, people. Everyone's got a different personality, so.
Okay. Different needs.
Exactly right.
Pretty much.
But it's cool.
Okay.
I'm doing the same thing every day, so.
That's cool. That's cool. That's really
and,
cool.
Being an electrician, I was out in the sun, you know, many, many, many days, and that wasn't very fun either. Or up in a hot attic or underneath a dirty house or something, so. Snakes and
that's
spiders
cool.
and stuff like that, so. That was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, I did air conditioning for a while, and yeah.
Okay, you know what's up then.
I know. Yeah. I know what's up. Was that? Yeah, my friend. Well, I tell you, though, I'm going to keep your number as soon as I got something for sure from my partner. I'll give you a call. And because I'm looking at to buy at least two of those trailers, and they cost about $30,000 each.
About $20,000? Okay.
So, about,
yeah, should
about
be a problem
30,
at all.
About 30. You know, but I gotta be something for sure, you know, that I gonna need that equipment because I don't want anything, you know, just this, you know, like in the past. But we're still chasing contracts.
Still alive, huh?
You know, we're still chasing contracts, and we're gonna get it. Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Right on. When do you think that's going to kick off for you?
According to my friend in North Dakota, he told me about a week ago. He told me in the next 3 weeks or so.
About 3 weeks, okay.
He put a bet in for sand transportation and for the cleanup. You know, to take all the waste, you know, from the drilling. If the all the waste, all the water, all the mud that come, you had to mix it with chemicals and take it to the dump site. And that's the two contracts that we're chasing right now.
Gotcha.
And in the meantime, you know, we're just sitting and waiting.
Right on. Well, do you already have a vendor that you know would help you out with the trailers? Have you already picked out the trailers and everything?
I've been looking for it, but I don't want to give them any hope. There is plenty, you know.
Okay.
Plenty.
Because I know a couple guys are in Texas too that might help you out. I can shoot an email to them and see if they have any side dump trailers or if they know of anyone that does.
Okie dokie.
Is Texas okay, or is that where you're at right now?
That sounds good. You know, we can.
Yeah, I think they're around Dallas. No, actually, I'm sorry. They're in San Antonio. That's where they are.
Oh, San Antonio. Okay.
But I'll actually email them right now. Lorenzo and Fernando. All right. Good deal, man. Well, I will keep in touch, and if anything pops up between now and then, just let me know.
Okie dokie. Okay. All right, Danny. Thank you for calling me, my friend.
Not a problem. We'll be in touch soon.
Okay. All right, buddy. All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay.